Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Under Construction. Today I have some special guests and some very big announcements for you guys that I hope you're going to be very excited with. First and foremost is we're going to be changing the direction of Under Construction. I know it was, you know, the blue collar corner to come to us for guidance, aid, advice, and all, you know, all manners of things related to construction. But you'll be pleased to know that I wanted to turn it around. I wanted to make it more about the people that I'm fortunate enough to work with. We've already done this in other popular episodes where we've done interviews with people in the crew, but we're going to take it a step further, okay? We're going to be, you know, I'm going to be having, you know, lengthy interviews with these people, and they're exciting, and there's a lot of characters in this business. So the best part is for us all to get along, and then to learn about things about the people that we work with. Without further ado, guys, I'm going to go ahead and launch this one. I'm so happy to be here. I always am happy to be here. So I love speaking to the fans. I just have a real treat for you. I'm going to jump right in. I want to introduce a new guy who came on a couple months ago. It was pretty comical, you know, how we came to be and how he entered my galaxy and stuff like that. His name is Lenny. I mean, just as a taste, I mean, former Intercontinental champion, wrestling champion, I mean, local Long Island guy, real good, real smart. I hope you guys are going to like him as much as I like him. Lenny, how are you doing this morning?
What's up, Adrian?
I'm doing well. What's new? Or I should say, tell us who you are, you know?
Who am I?
Yeah, like if you had to cut it down to like maybe like 10 words or less, how would you describe yourself?
Sexy, funny, energetic.
That's great.
And very entertaining.
I would.
Hardworking.
Yeah, I would agree with all
that. Is that six words?
Yeah, it might have been. I wasn't keeping track.
Neither was I.
Yeah, but that's great. So how did, tell our listeners, like, how we came to meet and everything like that?
Very serendipitous how we met, actually. We did a job for the owners of the U.S. Industrial, and this is very interesting because it was a side job that turned into, like, us partnering up, and it was just simple conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Where we did a swing set installation for the owner at his house. And side story about the swing set, this thing had to be like 30 feet tall. Like,
wow.
It was just insane. But apparently we impressed him enough for him to offer us some subcontracting work and whatnot. And yeah, it's been a great experience ever since.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. As you guys are aware of, we travel a lot, so we have the best times. You know, it's like we go, you know, eat at some great diners, have some great conversations, and that's where I wanted to include you guys. So, you know, feel free to, follow along and, you know, listen. So, Lenny, how old are you?
31.
31, okay.
It's hard to say that out loud.
Yeah, I never like admitting my age.
How old are you again?
39.
39, okay.
Yeah. I mean, who's counting, though?
Yeah, really,
yeah.
Right?
39's the new 21.
Exactly.
So,
you move like an 18-year-old.
Yeah, you know, I've been told that I have a brain of a scientist and the cock like a snake.
Okay, so we're pushing. we're able to push that demographic because I had like 10 jokes in my head and I'm like, all right, is he going for a PG demographic here? But I guess you just brought up cock, so we just shot right up to an older 18 and older demographic.
That's I heard that from a movie and it just stuck with me. I thought that was great. A cock like a serpent. That's what it was. Brain like a scientist.
Well, it's like the best type of man to be, you know what I mean? You're smart, but, you know, also can get it done elsewhere, you know?
I don't know about that. Maybe my wife would disagree, but, you know, hey, we're all legends in our own mind.
Hey, listen,
that keeps me going strong.
You got to be someone's hero. Why not your own, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because when me and Adrian started to text each other, it was just funny because he was like going to dictate when we would meet up and have our first day or whatever, and you were like delaying answering me by like weeks at a time. I'm like, does this freaking guy hate me? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, and then, you must have decided that I was like, I don't know, just a crazy serial killer that Vinny linked us up together.
Yeah, and then he was like, yeah, I'm sick. This guy was sick for like 2 months.
Yeah,
like, Man, gonorrhea really must like yeah. be real killer these days. But in all seriousness, it was great because when we first linked up, I really thought you were going to can us after one day. It was really funny because all you told me was to bring a chop saw and a circular saw. And I was at my fiance's house at the time staying with her. And I woke up too late because I had a project going on in Huntington. I left my chop saw there. And I'll never forget I called you. I said, hey, look, I could be either on time with no chop saw or late with a chop saw. Which one do you want to do? You're like, oh, just come in. It's fine. I'm like, man, we're going to get shit canned as soon as we get there. So then we get there, and we're like, we're expecting, like, you know, work with some metal, this and that. And yeah. we meet Adrian, and he's like, hi, guys. Yeah, so you're going to be cutting plywood today. And me and Sean looked at you. Remember that? We were like, oh, okay. And
there was a stack of 400 sheets.
400 sheets of plywood, 3/4 inch, 4x8s. These weighed at least, what would you like, at least 100 pounds?
Easy. Yeah. Easy. It was heavy.
So we had to cut. There was, like, what, legit, like 100 of them?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we need all these cut by the end of the day. And
you guys get through the first five.
I take things really literal and like try to time it, you know, come up with a system. And it just wasn't going to happen. We cut five, and I saw it took us like 3.5-4 minutes to do each one because we had to cut them long ways and, you know, vertical and horizontal. And I counted them. How long it was taking us, and it would have taken, I think, maybe like 12, 15 man hours for two people. I was like, yeah, yeah. Sean, we're not going to finish this. I knew it. And
no.
We did like, I don't know, 30. And you guys did great today. Great job. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, oh, they. that was fun.
You guys did great. And then in the end, we didn't even end up using the plywood. Or just like
we did for the bottom racks.
Bottom racks.
We actually had just enough, believe it or not.
Yeah. Boy, that guy was just a big doucher.
A real big doucher, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, I will, you know, I'll keep his name confidential and location confidential, but he was just a miserable person to work for. But I think we've all encountered that, whereas you don't see eye to eye with the customer too often. But, it doesn't happen often, but this guy was a real peach.
Yeah, you're just so goddamn pleasant. It's just like, how do you yell at this guy?
Yeah, I can't lie at him. Yell at him.
Your demeanor was so nice, I, like, couldn't read you at first, because it was like, you know, what was this guy, like, really excited about life, or, like, what's going on here? And then, you know, it was just, when I found out it was real, I was like, all right, this is, I can work with this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all, like, collectively impersonate each other.
Yes.
But it's not done maliciously, it's no. like, it's for fun, because you have to have fun, and... You know, you're just like, hey, bud. Like, you always laugh when I impersonate you.
Yeah, I'm like JoJo Little Circus Monkey.
Yeah.
Sure. It's always like high energy.
Did everybody else leave? What is going on here?
Sean, are you in the back of the studio? Oh, he's on the phone right now.
Should we give an intro about Sean, like almost like a prequel?
Yeah, you definitely could go ahead and do that.
We can build up Sean to be like... This over-the-top, like, union guy, like a fucking foreman amongst foremen, yeah. like, tool belts.
This guy is, if there's anybody who gets, like, the Boy Scout Award for the year, it was like, this guy always comes prepared to work, you know, with his tools.
Celsius.
And just, like, the Celsius, actually, he drinks so much Celsius, his nickname is Celsius. You know, so, indeed, he's very vocal. You know, when he gets drinking the Celsius, he gets hard. And, I mean, that's his saying.
Not yeah, mine. And then when he's losing the work drive, he says, I'm losing wood.
Yeah, losing wood.
Yeah, it's funny how me and Sean met, too. Not met, because we've known each other for years, but how we started working together, because it just started with, like, small side jobs, and eventually it led to something like this. And he was worked out for him, because he was more than happy to, like, you know.
Yep.
Take on something different for the wintertime.
Definitely.
And then him and Jimmy just clicked, you know.
We have another guy on the crew. He's fantastic. His name is Jimmy.
Yimmy with a Y.
Actually. Yimmy. Yimmy is from Honduras, and he can speak two languages well. And he's another you know, great asset on the team. So we really enjoy his company, and he's always got a great sense of humor. Loves to travel.
It's interesting because I think it's important to talk about dynamics amongst a crew like this, because if you think about it, we're all spending a lot of time with each other.
A lot of time. Yeah, a lot of time. Yeah, definitely a lot of time. More so with you guys than my own family.
Yeah. So I think it's important that, like, everyone meshes well, because it just, it would make it 10 times harder than it needs to be if we didn't. Yeah.
If you're just a miserable person, so you can make the whole day miserable for everybody else.
But, plus, at the end of the day, you have to put the team in front of your personal feelings.
That's right.
Yesterday was the perfect example, because initially, did I want to go home? Yes. But then I thought about it.
Same.
A, you guys wanted to stay, and B, it would make things easier. It's like, all right, put your bullshit aside, think about what's important, and you make those choices, you know?
Yeah, guys, yesterday we were planning on going home, but then we decided that we were faced with, like, you know, New York traffic, possibly 3 hours home before we, like, walk through our own doors. And then finishing at 4 didn't make a whole lot of sense. So we decided to stay the night. We got a halfway decent hotel this time, no bed bugs. Not too much pubic hair on the bed, so, hey, place to lay your head.
I like it. It almost feels like, different sites and stuff like that. And like I said, we got a great crew to travel with. Everyone brings, like, their own little, like, substance to the group, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
You have the spunk / recreational
recreational cannabis.
I didn't want to commit to that fully. As long as you lead the charge with it, it's okay. But so you have you that just lives for the after hour festivities,
yes.
And then Sean likes to have his little cervezas, and Yimmy just chills out. I just chill out.
Yeah, everybody's really just even keeled and just looking to do the best job possible during the day. Get home safe and sound, and then, do what we gotta do.
Well, my favorite thing about the crew is that even when we're working and we're sweating, we can make, like, stupid Chris Farley jokes as we're working. Like, that's a mastery technique that I think that takes years. Is, like, when you're trying to work.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're having an interruption.
Yeah. So we have Sean here. Sean.
No, we don't.
Sean. So Sean is a metal man. He loves collecting mango, as he calls it.
Mango.
Why is it called mango?
It's a Mongol. It's like a slang term for metal.
Okay. Is it Spanish?
Well, Mongol, isn't that like an empire? Mongolians.
Are you? I thought mongrel was a person with who had developmental delay issues.
Well,
I don't know, though. I think it's a very un-PC term. Knowing the person involved,
like, there could be... I wish we could just slander Sean's name right now, maybe just tell some lies. Like, he had that incident, around those children. We have to be careful.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding.
I think that's where it'll be edited, but...
I'm just saying, like, we could just take this opportunity to really paint, like, a very interesting character.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think he's a little mic shy today, but, he was... Dude, I'll get him. I'll get him in the right mood, and we're going to have a lot of fun with him. His initials are HBK, right?
So, Sean... His first name's Sean, and I think his nickname was Heartbreak.
Okay.
So they called him HBK Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Which I think is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone that I know from his social group calls him HB.
Mm.
And if you think about it, so wrestler name Shawn Michaels influenced his identity. Wow. I think that is very...
That's huge. That's very telling of who he is as a person. I mean, to be compared to Shawn Michaels, that's every kid's dream.
Well, in your case, it's Bret Hart.
Yeah, it's Bret Hart, yeah. Or Hogan. You know, when I hear Real American, it still, it still makes me, my arm hair tingle.
Something happens inside of you.
It does. I really love that man. I don't care about all the scandals over the years and everything and his daughter. We don't have to go there. Hogan is just, like, etched in my memory bank. He was the perfect person. He was the perfect wrestler.
And then
the internet came along.
You know what I would say to every hater on Hulk Hogan, honestly? Especially if they love wrestling. It's true. If that man was not alive, wrestling would not be as big as it is today. It wouldn't have made it out of the 80s. Because if you think about the history, 60, 70 years of it was all very, very, like, low-key, local.
Oh, yes.
He brought it to a global scale.
That's right.
So, anybody that hates on Hulk Hogan, shove it.
Yeah. Who do you think would, if there was no Hogan, you know, let's talk about that. If there was no Hogan, who would have been the superstar that carried the league for so long?
Well, if you're talking about strictly popularity,
yes,
and
I'd say so.
Not. It depends. I mean, if anybody that's listening to this enjoys wrestling, I feel like any answer I give could be right or wrong based on what they like. Because you have
very subjective.
You have the fans that love people's in-ring work and promo skills, and then you have the fan that pleases the masses. For example, if you say to any hardcore fan now that watches certain stuff and you say, oh, my favorite's Hulk Hogan, they roll your eyes and laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan, they wouldn't even be a fan.
That's
just real talk.
Yeah.
To answer your question, though.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's at that time. Oh, Lord. You look at names like Macho Man, Randy Savage, because he did. He arguably, they say, was the number two back then.
Interesting.
And he was a good champion. He drew, but no one could touch Hulk Hogan in that sense.
Hogan was just very, I don't know, it seemed just very pure, like the real American motto. I feel like he really lived it.
Well, you got to think about it, too. It's a very interesting time in America at that time, too, because, like, you know, saying, you know, take your vitamins, say your prayers.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And he wore the crucifix. It's like, you know, there was a lot of religious, because that appealed to most American families at the time.
At the time.
So you're able to do that, you know. So there was that. Timing, they say, is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, when I saw Hulk Hogan for the first time when I was 6 on a VHS tape, you just see this man that is humongous. Yeah. His eyes are popping out of his head, and he has all this energy. How can you not be drawn to that?
Yeah, dude. You know? And you were like the 24-inch pythons and everything like that. He was a man amongst men. You know.
Absolutely.
And I was like, I remember watching him with like my grandfather and everything, and he would. He was just—he just loved it. Loved it. Be like right on the edge of his seat the whole time.
Who else could have carried it? It's hard to say. There's so many people that were way ahead of their time at that time. Roddy Piper. Now, it depends on babyface or heel too. You know what I mean? Because you had Andre, who became a bad guy towards WrestleMania 3, and then before that, Roddy Piper was the ultimate bad guy. I mean, I feel like Jimmy Snuka, if pushed correctly and marketed correctly, could have been a Hulk Hogan if Hulk Hogan didn't exist.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
Yep. Makes sense. Did Snuka get in some trouble, though? Kill somebody?
Unfortunately, there was some scandal around him, but it didn't really matter at the time because he didn't get caught.
Right.
And there was no, like, social media back then. But
right.
To answer your question, Jimmy Snuka, I'm not going to say who he killed or he didn't kill, but there's
right.
a story that he was with his girlfriend and she ended up dead when they were staying at the same hotel and there was strangulation marks on her. So
it's
not my position to say he killed her.
Sure, we weren't there.
The consensus is he did kill her, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
No charges were followed through with, if that makes sense either.
Yeah.
But
yep. Makes sense.
Regardless of that, one of the reasons why I brought up wrestling too is we all get that, too. That makes this job a lot easier, too, because we can talk about things and there's references to other movies, entertainment.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of that.
If you were a dick, dude, I definitely couldn't be able to do this. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
No. Definitely not. It'd be impossible. Even, you know, and then also, and then, you know, ditto towards you guys, too. It's like it has to, we all have to gel and, you know, not be the same person, but kind of, like, have similar interest.
Absolutely.
That helps.
What's interesting about Adrian specifically, Sean makes the joke, we learn something new about this fucking guy every day. Like, he's quite a specimen amongst men, to be honest. You have he's a fisherman, he's a Canadian. Which,
I don't tell many people that.
French Canadian. I think that explains a lot of your personality.
It does.
Frank,
it definitely does. Yeah, a lot of French Canadians I meet are a lot like me.
So there's off the top of my head, Canadian wrestling fan, barber, Marine. Shout out to the military. Good job for that. And what else do we know about you? You're a guardian angel too,
yep,
right?
Yep, guardian angel, yep.
I'm like waiting to hear a story about how you like saved a family from a burning building. No. Like something really heroic. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I feel like you're going to hit us one day with like this huge bombshell. And yeah, Finnish carpenter, father, husband, pothead.
You know, I like trying a bunch of different things because I'm not really good with anything in particular.
I'm the same way. I mean, I love being versatile. Like, you can't...
Yeah.
You're very hard to read. You got that mysterious, like, aspect about you.
Oh, know? Yeah. I feel like there's only, like, 2% of me I actually show. And then, like, everything else is just, like... Is this... The brain is constantly working.
I mean, certain collections that you have, too, which I won't name. There's always something about this fucking guy. It's pretty funny. Motorcycle rider, former motorcycle rider.
Yeah.
You have any bites on that, by the way?
The what?
You have any bites on that bike, by the
way? No, nobody's interested right now. Maybe another month. Hopefully somebody will bite. I just don't ride enough to warrant having it.
I understand. So let's push it on you now.
Sure.
I'm going to take the reins, if you will.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, as a father and a husband...
Oh, boy.
Was it hard to start traveling and doing this job, or as you've told me, because you were doing it beforehand, it was more or less okay?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely okay. Obviously it was harder when my daughter was either still in my wife's stomach, where I couldn't make all the appointments, or when she was born. Seems like the owner was just punishing me, and I was just traveling nonstop for like a good year and a half when she was first born. So I would do a lot of road trips, be home for like a week or two locally, and then I would be just back on the road and just like covering the map. You name the state, I've been to it. So that took its toll, but my wife is really strong, and she was stay-at-home wife at the time. So it worked out. We made it work.
So you make it work.
Yeah, you make it work.
I find that if you want to be extraordinary, you have to have sacrifice.
Yeah.
And it sounds corny, but I feel like a lot of families, especially if they're more or less doing it on their own with not that much help, someone's got to sacrifice. You know, a father, for example, I feel has to, like, I saw it and I've spoken to a few people about it. A good father, it's they have different ways of expressing their love, and it's, you have the father that'll work 50, 60 hours a week to provide and make sure that their kids get everything that they want, but they're absent.
Yeah, that was my father.
Or if you have the father that is there, makes an effort to be there, but you're struggling financially. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Is that, mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, who wins?
Right. Yeah.
I think there's a shift in society the last, I would say, decade of people realizing time is more important.
Oh, yeah. Moment. Time is more important, and then just the roles that everybody serves, they've kind of blurred. Now, you know, it's... Luckily, with like advancements and like more of like an acceptance in the work culture that women need to be paid equally as men. So that's really helped it dynamic out a lot, I think.
Shit, without women, we would be screwed.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They're so good at everything. You ever notice that? Like, it just makes me feel so inferior.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is very good at like, just, you know, she fills in the blanks. You know, and there's a lot of blanks.
I know, they're like a disgrace.
Yep, got an incoming call, folks.
The clinic? Just kidding.
Oh. But hey, folks, unfortunately, I may have to cut this episode short, but stay tuned. We got a lot of more exciting people coming up. Do have to get back to work. So
Saturday. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know, guys. It's Wednesday at 11:30 on a Wednesday. We have to get back to work, but we just had a gap and then decided to make a podcast. So listen and then we'll go from there. All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Be smart, stay hard, keep your stick on the ice.